Hello and welcome to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guests today are Brittany Sinzinger with the American Lung Association and Brandon Gibson with Flint Ridge Nursing and Rehabilitation. Brittany, I don't want to say it's a great story how you got involved, but it has worked out to be because of how you've been able to work yourself with American Lung Association. Maybe talk to how you got involved and why this association is so special to you.
Sure. Thank you for having me, first of all. So I started with the American Lung Association about 15 years ago, first as a volunteer, after my son, who was 2 at the time, had a very severe asthma attack. We didn't know he had asthma, had been sick for an entire week, and then finally one day ended up having this severe attack. He almost passed away, actually. We were in the ICU for 5 days, and it was by far the scariest and worst day of my entire life. And after that happened, I was a bound and determined mom to go and learn as much as I possibly could in order to, first of all, never have to do this again. And it very quickly became my passion to also help other parents so that they didn't have to go through something like this. And about 3 years after that occurred, I was hired on and have kind of been there since. So I've been there for 12 years and now I'm the executive director. So
talk a little bit about that for folks who are hearing American Lung Association, because a lot of folks, when they hear that right away, the first thing they're thinking is cancer.
Yep.
But in your case, like you said, it was asthma. There are so many other things can affect a person's lung.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we cover literally every lung disease. If you have it, pulmonary fibrosis, COPD, emphysema, lung cancer, as you mentioned, asthma, and, you know, and air quality. I think that's really important to mention because a lot of times people will think only those diseases, where that's not the case. You know, everybody breathes. And as we like to say, if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. And so, you know, we advocate for that clean air as well.
All right. So what programs and services, if Dave Doney calls and says, hey, I've got a family member, I got a friend, could be myself, what programs and services are available to the community?
Sure. So first and foremost, those educational pieces. You can go on our website at lung.org and look up literally any lung disease, lung cancer, and get that information right there at your fingertips. We also have a helpline, which you can see on the website as well. I always tell people to go to the website because that's a great first step at lung.org. And that helpline, if you call that helpline or do a chat with that helpline, they will specifically get you in contact with respiratory therapists or nurses that are volunteers, which is really awesome, who can help walk through any question you would have with that lung disease. And then, of course, we do programs in the area, too. So we have support groups for children who have asthma that we take into the schools. We have support groups for adults and caregivers who may have any lung disease, to be honest with you. Those are our Better Breathers clubs. And then, you know, we also, of course, have cessation because we do care about vaping and cigarette use. So we have cessation programs that are proven to work. And it's not just a program where we come in and say, hey, you should quit. We give you those resources and we also give you those coping mechanisms to help get you through that process.
Brittany, what are the numbers like in the state of Ohio? You don't have to have the exact numbers,
sure,
but I mean, kind of roughly how many folks we're talking about that, you know, would be touched by this?
Sure. So in central Ohio alone, over 1 million people have lung disease. We also have to remember that lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of both men and women and has been since 1987. And a lot of people don't know that number, too. Our numbers for asthma in children, 1 in 10 kids has asthma. So if you think of a classroom that has 30 kids, at least 3 of those children will have asthma.
Yeah, that's a big number, no
yes.
doubt about that. All right, Brandon, we'll bring you into the conversation. Again, Flint Ridge Regional Director. Maybe talk a little bit about Flint Ridge and what you folks are seeing as far as health and lung and all these different issues for folks who were with you at Flint Ridge. First, though, tell us again what the mission of Flint Ridge is all about.
Sure. So I'll start with our parent company is CCH Healthcare. It stands for Caring, Compassionate Healthcare. Our whole look at Flint Ridge, we're an 86-bed short-term, long-term rehab facility. What makes us different than most other nursing homes and why we've partnered with the American Lung Association and got this 5K going is simply due to the fact that we take ventilator patients. We also take dialysis patients. So there's two things there. So there's not a lot of places for ventilator patients to go to for nursing care, let alone dialysis. Mm-hmm. So it gives two opportunities. So we just had a multi-million-dollar renovation done mm-hmm. for our residents. We have 86 beds. We take just about every acuity of care from short-term rehab to long-term care. And we take ventilator patients in rehab, and that's why we're trying to get involved here with the American Lung Association. Hopefully we can generate some funds over the years and really get this 5K going.
You know, you talk about the folks that come through there, and, you know, sadly you see all of it. I mean, it can be so yes. devastating for families. And, you know, we hear all the time, I know Governor DeWine has really made it an issue of his to make sure you've got where folks can know they can go and they can see how they're doing at these nursing facilities. But it's not an easy thing. I give the credit to the staff in a lot of these places, because I got to tell you, I mean, it's could be tough enough to deal with one, but to deal with a host of folks and still be able to bring them the care they need, that's pretty impressive.
Our staff are everything to us, okay? When we talk about the types of patients, I mean, you're dealing from everything from infection to ventilator patients. These are very high acuity people. If it wasn't for our staff, these people wouldn't have anybody to care for them. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, I want to give this opportunity to give a shout out to our staff. They go through a lot. You know, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no walking away from your patients.
Yeah.
And they are what keeps us going and what keeps our building functioning.
So what's the process if somebody is listening to this and going, I think this would be a great place for our family member, friend, whoever, that maybe we need to look into this. What do you tell folks if they're going down this path, what they need to do, kind of put those cross the T's and dot the I's kind of thing?
Sure. I'll give you a kind of a gist. So I'll start with our website, FlintRidgeHC.com. It kind of gives you the lowdown of everything that we provide. We do tours 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you can't come in the morning, you can't come in during the day, you can come in the evening. There will always be somebody there to give you a tour. I suggest that everybody come in and tour. Mm-hmm. Whether you're looking for a loved one or you're looking for yourself, try to take a tour. Or we also have video that we can do tours at bedside. A lot of times we'll have people that will come and visit you in the hospital and also review the facility, answer questions, those types of things. You can call in. We also have people that are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer questions or whatever. But the biggest thing that I always tell people is tour the facility, ask the right questions, and make sure you meet the staff. You want to know who's taking care of your loved one.
What are the right questions then for somebody who's not been through this process? And it can be very daunting and harrowing, so to speak, because they're not exactly sure. What do you suggest people ask? I mean, of you, of anywhere else, what do you tell them that, look, these are the things you need to know?
Sure. And to go back to the American Lung Association, I'll hit it from there, is like with our ventilator patients. We are one of the only facilities in the state of Ohio that offer 24-hour respiratory therapy coverage. It is not mandated by the state of Ohio to offer this coverage. We offer it. Mm-hmm. We also have a full-time pulmonologist on staff. So he's in and out of our buildings. We have an NP that also rounds. These are things that are not in every facility. Some facilities may say they have that. They do not. We offer 24-hour respiratory coverage. We will not start a ventilator unit without it. Now, with our experience as a company, we've opened respiratory units now all over the state of Ohio. So we're very experienced. We've been doing it for a while now, and we continue to open up facilities based on our success. On top of that, I would also ask what weaning looks like. And what I mean by weaning is the ultimate goal of anybody that's on a ventilator patient is to wean off the ventilator. Our respiratory therapists, that is their goal. Their main goal is to get your loved one off of the ventilator. It's not always possible. It's a very touchy subject, but that is the ultimate goal if possible. So I would ask those questions just to see if it's possible based on the care and things mm-hmm. like that, and they'll be able to discuss it with you.
And finally, before we get into the big sure. event that's coming up, when should this process start? Because I know that there's waiting lists for folks to get into some of these facilities. Immediately, I would think, if you notice something or some, you know, they're getting out of the hospital, don't wait till the day that you're going to pick them up. This needs to be taken care of as soon as possible.
Correct. And I think this is one of the biggest hardships in our country, to be honest, is most of the time people don't need nursing facilities until they need it, yeah. which means you're not researching ahead until a hospital says, hey, you need a nursing facility. The earliest is the best. Many times when people are on ventilators and things, they're kind of life events and life-changing mm-hmm. events, so it's very difficult. But I would suggest day one. Tour these facilities, get in these facilities. The last thing you want is to end up in the wrong facility and have to move your loved one to Flint Ridge. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest that you start on day one and start touring facilities then as well.
All right, Brittany, let's go back to you. The sure. Run for Lungs 5K. First off, just when is it? Where is it? Let folks know the particulars and how much if they want to register.
Sure. So the Run for Lungs 5K is going to take place on May 17th. That is a Saturday at Rotary Park. It is $40 flat. That's it. That's all you have to pay is $40. You get a bib that will be timed. So the race is timed. But don't worry, if you don't want to run, you can walk it too. So everyone is welcome. So if you have a stroller, if you have, you know, it is doable. And the link is on your website. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in joining us, the race will be at 8 a.m. All the information is on that website. You can go there and register, and registration will be open through race day.
Yep, folks can go to WNKO.com, click on our community events page, and you'll find it there. Now, I found a little interesting. When you were talking about running, you looked at me and went, well, we have walkers too.
But I mean, that's
you think you're the first person to do that? You are not the first person. But that's what makes these events so fun. Yes. I think a lot of times people hear they're timed and that, well, I don't want to have some jackrabbit going by. It doesn't matter. Come out and support a wonderful organization.
Exactly. Everyone is welcome. And like I said, if you have a stroller and you want to push your kiddo, if you have your dog and you want to walk your dog, yes, I mean, I think it's great. And I think that's something that I love about the American Lung Association events is that we do want to include everybody, because a lot of times it is family members coming out to support their loved ones. And so, and that is every, you know, ability.
Mm-hmm. So information there, then I would think too, when people are coming back or before they get there, can you register that morning?
Yes.
Yes.
We will have that open for, mm-hmm. for folks to register that morning as well.
Yeah. That makes it nice. Now, he looks like he's in shape, which makes me a little sick.
Oh, thanks.
Are you a runner?
I am, yes.
See,
yeah,
I knew it.
I am too, actually, so.
Do you take part in these? Do you enjoy being in 5Ks?
So I'll be honest with you. So I started running, gosh, about 8 to 10 years ago, to be honest with you. I signed up for my first half marathon.
It was smart, Alec. You see that?
It was physical. I wanted to lose some weight, and I said, if I sign up for this, this is it. I've now ran full marathons. Yeah. My first full marathon was last year, actually.
Congratulations.
It's the cool thing about it that I love is it's the camaraderie. It's the people around you, and there's always a cause. Like, the whole point of runs is to earn money for a cause and for something good.
Yes.
So you know that every mile that you're running is for something good. And that's why I love to be a part of things like this. So
yeah, usually when I do a 5K, there's nobody around me because I'm way at the back by myself. Kids too, all ages?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. And here's what I like about when you do these, and I've done them for a lot of different organizations. Bring the kids out because they get to learn. They'll hear about, hey, you know what? This isn't about grandma and grandpa. There's kids that have this issue. It's a good way for these kids to learn what this is all about, correct?
100%, yes. And that's why I encourage it too. You know, my journey at the Lung Association started because of my child. And honestly, I have three kids. We started bringing all of them to the walks at a very young age. And again, that is to help them learn as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I want to come back real quick, Brandon, for folks who may be hearing this and thinking about Flint Ridge. I meant to ask you, what types of insurance is it? You got to go through the process and everything, just like anything else you got to do in the medical world and healthcare.
Yeah.
Get that process started as well.
Yeah. So we are contracted with most insurances, as well as Medicare, Medicaid. However, I will say for folks that don't have insurance, we have the best team to help people with that. And I mean that as a company. Mm-hmm. We've got a whole team of people in our corporate office that helps people with the Medicaid process. It's not something that we are afraid or will back up.
Yeah.
Our owner and his mindset is if we can help somebody, we're going to help somebody. Mm-hmm. So I suggest that even if you don't have insurance, give us a call. We'll help you out.
All right. So if folks want information on what you do with Flint Ridge and across the area, what do they need to do? Where do they need to go?
Yeah. Go to our website. It's www.flintridgehc.com.
Back to you, Brittany.
Yeah.
If folks, again, they can go to our website to get information on the 5K, but if they just want information on the Lung Association, what do they need to do?
Yeah, all you have to do is go to lung.org, and there are options on there where you can choose your location. So if you want to volunteer, if you want to participate in an event, or if you just need information, you can choose your location and get that specifically for Ohio or Central Ohio.
And they can make a donation specifically for Central Ohio?
They can.
I know a lot of folks, they want to keep the dollars local, so that they want to make a donation and just say, hey, I want it to stay here, correct?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Very good. You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guests today, Brittany Sinzinger with the American Lung Association and Brandon Gibson with Flint Ridge Nursing and Rehabilitation. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.